What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And most of you are probably familiar with Daniel Penny. This was the Marine Corps veteran who defended his fellow citizens from an erratic Jordan Neely on a New York City subway. He has now been charged by Manhattan's Democrat district attorney. And then there's Daniel Perry, the Army sergeant recently convicted in Texas for protecting himself from an armed Black Lives Matter demonstrator. And both cases represent a seemingly growing trend of Democrat prosecutors allowing violent criminals to walk free while punishing law-abiding Americans for defending themselves from horrendous acts of violence. And now there's a new case. Kevin Mackey, a Massachusetts resident, charged for allegedly protecting himself from a violent anti-Republican attacker. And yeah, it does seem to be a pattern. You know, we're going to go easy on the criminals, and if you try and protect yourself from a criminal, who are you going to be in trouble? You are definitely going to be in trouble. Okay, let's get into wokeness here. Retail giant Kohl's is already facing a significant backlash after conservatives highlighted the company's pride gear intended for children. Now, the collection includes a onesie decorated with cartoon figures carrying a rainbow-colored flag and is aimed at celebrating Pride Month, which begins obviously tomorrow. Their stock crashed roughly 5% on Tuesday following the controversy. Anheuser-Busch has now lost $27 billion off its market value. And story coming on out of Semaphore.com. On Saturday, California Representative Robert Garcia told his state party's LGBTQ caucus to be ready for a Pride Month fight. Conservatives, of course, are protesting Pride displays at Target, convincing the retailer to drop a transgender designer's items. In fact, the last word I have is that Target has just cleaned it all out. They've had enough of this stuff here. Members of Congress have called for a boycott of the North Face and so forth and so on. And it's, you know, the boycott of Bud Light showed that when we all get together to decide we're going to work on something, it happens, okay? And so instead of calling next month Pride Month, let's call it Boycott Month. And let's see, looking at the brands we're dealing with, Target, Bud Light, Kohl's, Calvin Klein, Nike, Pantene, Dove, Citi, Adidas, and Gillette, just to name a few, and more are coming online. Oh, PetSmart, I forgot to put PetSmart on the list here. Meanwhile, a guest on MSNBC, economics professor Justin Wolfers, says that boycotting Target is literally terrorism. You're committing an act of terror when you refuse to shop in a store with all of this LGBTQ stuff. And here, you know, there are court decisions that boycotts are protected by the First Amendment, except in the case of Israel, of course, here. So, meanwhile, the Virginia Department of Health promoted an organization called Queer Kid Stuff, as well as an online chat service marketed to teenagers who identify as LGBTQ+. Up in New Hampshire, there's a school district that used COVID relief funds to pay for a drag show at a high school. This was Manchester High School West's June 2nd Pride event, and they're using $4,000 from the COVID funds. That money, if they didn't use it for COVID, should be returned to the government. But no, we got the money. We'll find something to spend it on here. Meanwhile, over at North Dakota, one of the school districts is saying they're going to openly defy a state law that forbids hiding children's gender identities from their parents. In other words, we don't care what the legislators said and what the governor signed. We have decided that parents have no right to know what's going on inside their kid's head. Now, there is actually a lawsuit that has been filed in federal court. Some of the plaintiffs are American Library Association, the Association of American Publishers, and they're filing a lawsuit against Arkansas to reverse the ban on providing obscene books to minors in the school system. They really want to get your kids looking at this stuff as soon as possible here. All righty. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Mark in Louisiana. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, about an hour or so ago, I was listening to Alex Jones or whatever, and the lady that fills in on the last hour, Kate Dolly or whatever, she came on and she's like, hey, you know, she's like, looks like in about 5 years or so, you know, when the 2030 rolls around, you're going to be, you're going to own nothing and you're going to be gay. And I started thinking about it. I was like, oh, shoot, that's what they meant by be happy or whatever. So I told my mom about it. I called my mom. I'm like, hey, check this out. You're going to listen to her or whatever. She's going to explain it. My mom's like, hey, yeah, there was a new Bud Light commercial or Budweiser commercial, and now they got these cans with the Harley-Davidson logo. And I'm like, okay, well, hold on. They can't just put that on there because they'll get sued by Harley-Davidson. That means a Harley-Davidson had
to No, they actually they formed a partnership with Harley-Davidson after the disaster with Dylan Mulvaney. You know, they called over and said, we want to, you know, license your logo. And Harley-Davidson said, okay.
And I'm surprised. Well, hold on, wait. Maybe I'm not surprised that Harley-Davidson would do that. I would say that for the longest time, I would say that there's been a lot of big, burly biker guys that are into doing each other. And my mom was like, well, you know, there's a lot of rough riders. I'm like, yeah, that's what they call them. Yeah. I'm like, Harley-Davidson just went gay.
Well,
so anyway,
I'm sure that Harley-Davidson was paid a significant sum for the use of their logo.
Yeah, but you would think that, like, they would be like, no, we're staying away from that. But I think every major company is going to go, they're going to go woke, and they're going to be a part of this agenda of crashing the economy so you own nothing and you will be happy. I mean, you will be gay. You will own nothing and you will be homo is the future.
Well, you
all right,
know,
that's all I got.
I don't see myself transitioning anytime soon. I'm very happily married, straight guy. And so we'll see what's going to happen. But all of this, you know, pride stuff in the stores, it's costing these companies huge amounts of money, and yet they continue to do it. This is obviously being directed from outside, and probably somebody somewhere is saying, we'll cover your financial losses, or we'll give your top management, you know, huge amounts of money to just go along with this.
And she was covering that they were getting outsourced money from somewhere. But the point is, every corporation, every major company, and if you don't go along with it, the government's going to shut you down. The Economic Forum is going to take away your business license. They are going to use every major company to influence everybody to be gay. So that's what they said by be happy, because when Klaus Schwab said that, over in Europe, they still use the old terminology of, oh, if you're gay, you're happy. So when he said that was the reverse of that, he was saying that in a metaphysical way. He's saying, hey, look, in the future, you're going to be gay. If you're not going to be gay, we're going to terminate you. And you're not going to own nothing because we're going to regulate all that. So that's what that really meant.
Well, it's one possible interpretation here, but it just seems like there's a tremendous amount of craziness out there. Anyway, Mark, thank you very much for the phone call, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Yeah, yesterday on this topic of boycotting, you had a caller from Washington make some very specious arguments, and I just wanted to refute that a little bit. You know, boycotting is healthy. It's one of the few things American consumers can do. And the caller mentioned, well, people get laid off. Well, that's not necessarily true. And especially in Walmart's case, they're trying to get rid of people with these automatic checkouts anyway.
Yes.
So, boycotting.
I absolutely will not use those.
Yeah, I don't either. But to say that boycotting is going to get people laid off, that's not true. If anything, it could bring consumer prices down. And it could benefit the consumers of the economy. There's sure plenty of other people besides Walmart to sell their products, Sam's Club, Costco, Best Buy, stuff like that. So I found that not to be a very accurate statement on something that can be so beneficial. But not only should we be boycotting those kind of things, we should be boycotting all these professional sports all this stuff with any of this woke or any of this political stuff that has nothing to do with the sport or the TV show or anything like that, we should be boycotting, because that's where we have our power. That's where we can show.
Yeah, that's, you know, where we can, you know, we can use the power of the wallet.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, this is something you can't get people to write their congressmen or senators or do anything like that. But surely everybody can say, well, you know, I'm not going to go to this store today. I'll go get the same product at a different store. And I'd like to see more boycotting, like I said, especially when it comes to the professional sports. I mean, just imagine this, Michael. What if all the people, just say any group, but just say all whites or all blacks or people got together and boycotted a product if they couldn't really make change? And by the way, wasn't it Walmart that donated $100 million to Black Lives Matter? So
I don't know if it was $100 million, but it was definitely a huge amount of money. And Anheuser-Busch apparently has just donated $200,000 to another LGBTQ organization. So it's almost like they're stamping their foot and saying, this is the direction we're going to go.
Well, like Farron Show says, in your face. But, yeah, Walmart, it was pretty positive, $100 billion to Black Lives Matter. But not only that, what do we need Walmart around for anyway? So they can produce, what, Jade Helm for us and these other projects they get in on? So Walmart should be the first one of the ones to go down the drain. But there's many others, and people should get out here and start doing it. I mean, if you're not going to write your Congress and Senate, you're not going to get out here, at least don't buy the products. With that, Michael, I'm going to say thank you and have a great show.
Well, thank you very much here, and the phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Now, down in Texas, lawmakers have passed a bill that prohibits sexualized performances and drag shows in the presence of a minor. A little bit of common sense there. Over in Russia, they're looking at a law that would ban gender change surgery all across Russia. And, you know, Vladimir Putin is railing against the Western attempts to push non-traditional lifestyles on the Russian public. So they're going to have this new proposed bill would ban doctors from performing surgery to change people's primary or even secondary sex characteristics across the country, with the exception of surgery to treat congenital anomalies in children. Medical workers would be prevented under the legislation from performing medical interventions designed to change the sex of a person. The law also makes it illegal to alter legal documents on the basis of gender affirmation certificates issued by doctors and medical organizations. This would apply to all identifying documents such as passports, which would be required to reflect the true biological sex of a person. So, little common sense here. Now, a while back, there was this pro-life activist, Alban Romberg, and he was affiliated with a group called Center for Medical Process, and they basically exposed the fact that Planned Parenthood was selling aborted baby parts. And the Center for Medical Progress had published a series of videos showing the Planned Parenthood abortionists negotiating the sale of baby body parts. And this was made public. It was hugely damaging to Planned Parenthood. So they sued the Center for Medical Progress and several individuals, including Alban Romberg. And after a six-week trial, a federal court in San Francisco awarded Planned Parenthood over $2 million in damages and $14 million in attorney fees. This was affirmed by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. The damages were not to compensate for any actual injury or loss, but rather to reimburse Planned Parenthood for the costs of updating and upgrading its security systems to prevent another successful infiltration. After all, the $2 billion abortion behemoth had allowed a group of citizen journalists access to its abortion industry conferences, armed only with obviously homemade IDs and an offer to pay money for body parts. Well, now the case is going to the Supreme Court, and they're being asked to reverse the judgment against the Center for Medical the center and the individual here. All righty, let's see. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Daryl in Canada. Hello, Daryl. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Sorry. Oh, okay, I'm on. Okay, I just listened to Miles there. It's a good call, and he's famous for the boycott, but and he mentioned, a sports-related thing with people not stop watching. Well, I remember the National Football League after the 2016 season and starting 2017 after Colin Kaepernick I was going to say his stance, but his non-stance with the national anthem when he's on his knee, and then in early 2017, a lot of the teams followed that, and players, and even Jerry Jones was on his knee of all things, and on a Monday night game in Arizona, and their ratings dropped precipitously. Their ratings were down about 20%, and they've never really recovered. They've come back a little bit, but they have not gained, they're not where they used to be. Yet, the television contracts for the teams have gone up. They're paying, yes. The networks are paying more. The salary cap has gone up. It costs more to advertise. So it's just the pure, there are certain things that are so big that it's just be damned. With the people and the ratings and even the people that are going to buy their products, as long as they're big enough, of course, that they're going to do what they're going to do anyway. And the National Football League is a perfect example of that. There's so many others, but that one really, I mean, it's hard to believe that less people are watching, yet it costs more to advertise, and yet everything else in the league seems like it's booming, but people are not watching. But it's like 2 + 2 = 5.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's a noble cause to boycott, but you got to pick and choose, I guess, because certain things that you can boycott are never going to, find the right result that you want. So there's certain entities in this world that are so powerful that there's pretty much nothing you can do. I mean, sometimes you just got to say, Uncle, you can do your best, and maybe you might feel good coming home and say, I didn't go to this store, or I didn't do this. But it's not going to make any difference.
I think looking at the stock prices of all of these woke companies, I think it has made a difference. They are feeling the pressure. They're starting to relocate these displays, off into more discreet locations. So, yeah, we're having an effect.
Oh, as far as, like, the larger companies, yeah, but they're still going to continue to operate and thrive. They may take a bit of a hit here and there, but I just wanted to make that comment about sports. It's just anybody, because I remember there was so many people back in 2017 after Colin Kaepernick and all these, they were taking the knee and everything, that they just stopped watching, and then they did. They stopped watching, and the league exploded in revenue. Now, only because of the owners are all billionaires, and all these Fox and CBS and NBC, they're so rich, of course, that it's like they almost wanted to make a point that you can't do this to us, you guys, that you don't want to watch us. You can't do this to us. We're just going to continue to go with the flow and pretend that everything's fine, and we'll take a loss or whatever, or we'll make less revenue. So, yeah, the National Football League is indestructible, I suppose, but the only thing that can destruct it is if the 95% of these players have been jabbed. So usually, down the road here, it obviously didn't get them right away, but down the road, that can certainly destroy the league, because look what they did when DeMar Hamlin fell down in that game last year in Cincinnati. They stopped the game. So if they get like a few of those every one or two a week, the league will just stop playing. So that's the only thing that can stop that league. Okay, Mike.
All right, we got to take a break for commercials. 512-248-8252. Back with more calls after these few words.
Oh, Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Is history about to repeat itself again? I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. Three banks have failed in as many weeks. A fourth regional bank saw a stock plummet Wednesday night after news that they were looking to sell. Biden says that no taxpayer money will be used to save these banks. But what Biden fails to acknowledge is that all money is taxpayer money. Sure, the FDIC is funded by payments from the banks, but the banks get that money from their customers, taxpayers. In 1930, the United States was in a recession, not unlike today. Then banks began to fail. Then there was a run on the banks and the Great Depression began. With the fractional reserve banking system that we have today, if even 5% of us took everything out of the banks, the system would crash, just like in November 1930. Keep that in mind when the next bank failure hits the headlines. And use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com to protect your legal rights as a gun owner and get free access to training videos. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivas Peshem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3 for details.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way.
And welcome back to our show. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Steve in West Virginia. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay. Mike, I'm just curious, you know, I don't know how many of your callers have been to Europe, but, I mean, France, Italy, Germany, the biggest thing they got over there is Aldi. I mean, that's it. They don't have no Walmarts or Kmarts or Best Buys. They don't have anything like that. And you know what? The groceries in Germany, Italy, in France, in Spain, they're all cheaper than in the United States. You can still get a baguette that's twice as good as anything you buy in the United States for 79 cents in Italy. And that's with inflation, because I was there last year. They've got Conrad's, they've got jackpots and casino markets in France, and they're cheaper, and they don't have anywhere near, they're a quarter of the size of Walmart and Target, and the people do just fine. Walmart is not needed. I don't understand it.
Well, it's a very aggressive business strategy, and one of our other callers yesterday did hammer home the point that Walmart will come in and set up one of their big box stores, and because everything there is cheaper, it drives the smaller family-owned businesses out of business, and that is reality.
Right, right. But do you realize that Europe's food in the supermarket is cheaper than ours?
Yeah, and it's often a lot fresher. They're not driving at such a long distance. You know, they don't have these giant central warehouses that everything's collected into and then apportioned out to the stores. I remember, you know, I was in Europe in the 80s, and, I loved the food, and, it was really quite an eye-opening experience.
Yes, yeah, and I'll tell you, if more people had an opportunity to travel over there and see it for themselves, they would understand that we really do not need Walmart, and what you just said is 100% correct about the freshness of the food. I mean, I'll tell you something, Mike. You can tell when you go to Europe and you eat a couple meals there, you can tell when you go to the bathroom how different it is than the United States.
Well, let's not get too colorful here.
Well, no, but I'm serious about that. I mean, you can tell. There's a lot of things that aren't as good in the United States. In Europe as the United States, but the food is definitely way better.
Well, they take better care of their food. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's on the supermarket shelves here in the U.S. That is banned in Europe for health reasons.
Yeah, absolutely, 100% true. One more thing, too, Mike. It opens up the opportunity for more entrepreneurial stuff because you got all the money funneled with Walmart and Best Buy and all these places. You got the money funneled into one CEO and a couple of, the major shareholders like Vanguard and stuff. When you have all those mom and pop stores, you know, the money's going, it's being spread out more to a wider spectrum of the population.
Yes, I agree.
Anyways, I'll let somebody else talk, Mike.
All right, well, thank you very much here, and let's see, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Mark, I may have to take you through this next commercial break. What is on your mind?
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
First thing is, hey, Mike, how you doing? First thing is just debt ceiling. This is an outrage. I mean, but I'm not surprised. You talk about inflation. This is going to really drive up inflation even worse than it is now. I'm starting to store up as much dried food as possible and canned food because I think this is going to be really bad. Okay? And as far as, this gentleman was talking about Europe, I don't know
yes.
if you watch some of these videos online, whether you get it in YouTube, Rumble, or wherever else. Surprisingly, you can still get a lot of it on YouTube despite all the censoring. Americans and Brits, for that matter, living and working in either Russia or China, okay? And you look at the supermarket there. First of all, like, they're immaculately clean. On top of it,
yes.
they help with food. I just went to Trader Joe's today because I buy a lot of my stuff at Trader Joe's, a little bit cheaper and a little healthier than normal supermarkets, But
yeah.
they're out of, I was surprised. They're out of grapes. I couldn't get grapes today. Surprised. I like the Trader Joe's grapes. If you look at Russia and China, the supermarkets are stacked. Not to mention the Chinese. You know, people say the Chinese are dirty cities; they're polluted. Hey, they don't look to me like they're polluted at all. Look to
not
me
compared
like
to like San Francisco or Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, you don't see homeless people all over. And this is from people. This is from both Brits and Americans living in these countries. The trains, both of them, the Russians and the Chinese subways. My God, they're unbelievable. And then these high-speed trains with China and those highways,
Yeah, China's made tremendous strides in road building and car building. Anyway, Mark, stay on the line. I got to put you on hold. We're going to take a break for some commercials, and we'll be right back.
Truth! You handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFO.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Mark in North Carolina, and Mark, just kind of pick up where you left off.
Yeah, I like that song, Mark. Anyway, yeah. So you get these people now either living or actually moved to China and Russia, and it's incredible. But especially, you know, we hear all this stuff about how dirty and polluted China is. Now, this is this British guy. He's living in China. He's married to a Chinese woman. So he says he makes no doubt he actually lives there. He was going over to cost of living in China, right?
Yeah.
He pays $2,600 a month, I think, for 2,600 Chinese. I couldn't pronounce what he said, but it actually adds up to $200 a month for a beautiful apartment. And he said a lot of people own their own homes in China. I think the majority of people actually own their own homes. So, you know, they say, well, the communists. Well, there's communism and there's communism. For crying out loud. You know, we're not talking, you know, the fact of the matter is everything I see there, and I'm not just going by him, I'm going by other people in both Russia and China, The people seem to be living better than they are now. Now, that reminds me of, because you hear a lot of stuff now saying that, well, the Chinese are coming across the southern border, right? From what I can tell, why would they want to do that? The other thing is this. I think what happens is a lot of people see, you know, most of the Central, probably the majority of people in Central America and a lot, and also maybe in Mexico, are have Asiatic features. They're Indians. They're Indians. The American Indians. And they originally, I guess, come from Asia, you know? So they look very Asiatic. I remember that living in Texas and, you know, a lot of Central Americans and even a lot of Mexicans. They have very Asiatic features. So what they probably see is people who look very Asian. They say, oh, look, the Chinese are coming across, right? The Chinese ain't coming. They want no part of this anymore, okay? Maybe years ago, that's different. And Russia, the same thing. They're not suffering the kind of inflation we're suffering. We're being destroyed, Mike. We're being destroyed from within. The other thing is this. They say, well, China's with the New World Order, with the globalists. And George Soros hates China now, okay? They're not destroying their country. They're not Malthusians. They got rid of their one-child policy, and thank God they did. Great thing. I think they're actually encouraging people to have children now, as Russia is also, by the way. They're paying people. They're paying families to have children. Meanwhile, we're just, you know, we're doing everything to discourage, even the cutting private parts off of children to make sure they can never give birth. That's evil. That's satanic, Mike. I'm sorry. You know, I can't think of any better term than satanic. Whether you believe in the devil or not, it is satanic. And they're not doing that in these countries. They're encouraging people to build. They're encouraging good highways. They're encouraging people to have cars. China's now the number one car maker, I believe, in the world today.
Yeah, I remember Top Gear did a show showing how rapidly China's automotive industry had advanced.
And a lot of people say, well, they eat dogs. I don't think they're doing that anymore either. A lot of Chinese people have dogs. Matter of fact, I follow a lot of, you know, I'm big into animals and all that. And there's certain dog breeds that are very popular in China right now. And they're importing them into the, exporting them to the United States also. So I don't even think they're doing that anymore. As a matter of fact, the guy was, you know, complimenting Chinese food, the Chinese food that he eats. It's not the same thing as what we get in Chinese restaurants here. Some of the stuff are. Just look good. And the Russian food, too, looks good. And like I said, your supermarkets are full. I can't say the same for ours anymore. It's a shame, Mike. They're killing this country. They're destroying this country, and I believe it's being done purposely. McCarthy, we see now, McCarthy's a total fraud. Man's a scumbag, all right?
Yes.
I was willing to give him the benefit of the doubt at first, but we see what he's doing now. He just sold. He didn't sell the Republican Party yet. He's selling out the country.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. He's selling out the country, Mike. It's so disgusting. It's just so shameful. And by the way, you want to really do something about the debt? Cut the military budget in half.
Yes.
100%. Cut it in half. Close all these bases around the world. Let's defend this country. We don't need to be the policemen of the world. We don't need to have bases all over the world. We don't need to. I don't care. You know, personally, as far as Taiwan, if Taiwan is part of, they are part of China anyway. I don't care one way or the other. That's up to them. The same thing with the Ukraine. I personally support Russia personally. I believe they're doing the right thing because what happened, what the Ukrainians are doing and actually pushed by NATO to their populations there in eastern Ukraine. However, it's none of my business anyway. I don't want American troops to go to any of those places. And we shouldn't be sending our money to any of those places. We need to keep our money.
No, we don't have it.
We need to keep our exactly. Exactly. It's none of our business. Simple. I don't care about Europe. Let them do what they want. Now Serbia, now that they're starting up with Serbia again.
Yes.
Serbia has every right to Kosovo is part of Serbia. They have every right to it. But either way, it's none of our business. Zero business of ours. We got enough problems in this country. Right?
Yes, we do. Bring
all our troops out of Europe, out of Asia, out of the Middle East. Look, we keep on supporting these criminals, this criminal government in Israel. Why? billions of dollars, billions of dollars to these thugs. Why? For what? You know? Get out of these places. Stay out. Cut off foreign aid on top of it and mind your own business, Mike. And that's pretty much it. And do me a favor. Could you keep me on?
Yeah, I'll keep you on so you can hear the show. Anyway, we have open phone lines. In fact, the phone lines are completely open, 512-248-8252. And going back and looking at some of the ongoing news here, the vote on the debt deal is now tentatively set for 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. So we're not going to find out about that until much later in the evening here. Meanwhile, Nebraska lawmakers are advancing a bill that would require voter ID from state voters, and I think it's a very good idea. I think we have to have ID for voters because we already know that thousands of people voted in the 2022 election who were not U.S. citizens and therefore should not have been allowed to vote. Okay, now, there was this whistleblower with the Internal Revenue Service who disclosed how the Department of Justice was blocking and delaying the tax investigation on Hunter Biden. He testified before Congress today, and basically, again, we know the Department of Justice is totally corrupt. They are there to protect the Bidens, whether it's interfering with the IRS investigation or refusing to enforce the letter of the law on certain things here. All righty. Over in New York, New York City has become a hotbed for shoplifting. And it's not just New York City. We're seeing videos all over social media about just people just strolling on in with, pillowcases or trash bags and just emptying the shelves and walking right on out. This idea that you can't be arrested if you steal less than $999 worth of merchandise is utterly, utterly ridiculous. Okay? And so apparently the shoplifting in New York hit record levels for the second straight year, and I imagine probably several other cities like San Francisco and Chicago and Philadelphia probably dealing with that as well. And that is also very damaging to our economy. Anyway, we have open lines, 512-248-8252, and apparently there is now an online application for foreign nationals to enter the United States. And apparently this app has released almost 80,000 foreign nationals, I suspect they're not properly naturalized, into the U.S. in the last 4 months. Okay, little bit of common sense news here. Republican Alabama Governor Kay Ivey signed legislation Tuesday extending the state's ban on biological males competing in women's sports to include college sports teams. And, there is a pushback on all this nonsense, and it's just amazing how out of control that it got before we finally stand up and say, this is nonsense. This is not fair to biological women. And, we reported yesterday, a lot of biologically female athletes are just quitting. They know they don't stand a chance against the biological males, and so they're just quitting. They're giving up their dreams of Olympic glory or sports glory or sports scholarships, and they're just saying, it's patently unfair. And what I can't figure out is why the feminists are so silent on this. Because I remember the feminists from back in the 1990s, we're here to protect and represent women, blah, 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 blah. And yet, in this whole transgender situation, the feminists have just, they're AWOL. We don't know where the heck they are. Anyway, 512-248-8252. And I want to talk about reparations now. Apparently, in California, they have now come up with a deal to give every black person in the state $1.5 million. And, of course, they don't have it. And in order to actually do that, they're going to have to raise taxes on people in California so high that people are going to leave California because the taxes are just so totally out of control. And, the black population is being played by the Democrats. The Democrats are holding out reparations. We're going to take money away from the white people and give it to the black people if you vote for the Democrats. It's basically buying the black vote here. And It's never going to happen. Look at all the times in history the Democrats have made all kinds of glorious promises. If you just vote us in, we'll do all kinds of wonderful things. And then they get into power, and you wind up with a disaster, such as all these democratically controlled cities turning into high crime areas, economic disaster zones, not to mention the country as a whole here. Meanwhile, in West Oakland, California, they're starting to demand reparations for climate justice, okay? They are concerned that rising sea levels, which aren't rising, but for the point of the story, they believe they are, they're saying it will bring contaminated soil caused by historic industrialization to the surface and endanger their health. And so they want climate justice in the form of reparations. Right now, anybody with any imagined injury or potential for injury is going to be out there saying, I am owed reparations, okay? I would like the Inquisition to pay me reparations for the rude way they treated my ancestors back in Spain in the 1490s. Not likely to get it, but there it is. So anyway, they're looking at that here. Now, there is a story, if you will, going around the corporate-controlled media trying to lay a narrative about how dangerous those right-wing people are. And now the new story is that the right-wing is going to stage an attack on the U.S. power grid. Okay, so they're already trying to set the propaganda stage for a new major false flag, large scale, blackout the entire country. And, of course, the media is going right along with it in lockstep. And, you know, somebody asked me, I think it was just yesterday, is there nobody left in the corporate media with any kind of integrity? Where did Woodward and Bernstein go? And the fact is that anybody with an inclination to tell the truth or report accurately, they've been gotten rid of. Look what they did to Tucker Carlson. And we now know that the courts have ruled that management at corporate media can order their prostitutes and correspondents to lie to the public and fire them if they refuse. And so you've got to be kind of a masochist to go to work for the corporate media, but they're definitely working on that. Okay, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Bob in Utah. Hello, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. My number two preset on my Wi-Fi radios is WABC Radio out of New York City. Now,
okay.
This morning I heard that there was a Charles Bronson-type shooting. 65-year-old man shoots mugger demanding money and cigarettes. Now, the first reports were that he was armed with a sharp object, and then it came out later, they were saying that it turned out to be only a pen. And then it came out that he had put five shots into the center of the mass in this guy's chest. And then it just came out a few minutes ago that there's video of the whole thing.
Okay.
And it shows that the robber was advancing toward him, and that the guy was backing off, and he held his gun for some period of time while retreating and then shot. So this is just the very latest thing, and I know that's your specialty, so I thought I'd give you a call.
Well, I appreciate the call, and again, based on current events here, that gentleman who was defending himself is now in big, big trouble. You know, I remember a while back there was that rancher, I think it was in Texas, who shot at some of the illegal immigrants that were, like, breaking through the fences on his property, and one of them supposedly died, and they charged this guy with murder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. Now, for all the listeners, if they want to check it out, at the it was the New York Daily News is where I saw that there is video, and I'm really looking forward to see the video, and that's all I wanted to say. Thank you very much, Mike. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much here. Again, we have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go back and cover some more news here. Getting on back to Ukraine, NATO is walking kind of a thin line regarding Ukraine's membership. For one thing, NATO's rules say that no nation can become a member of the alliance as long as any part of its territory is in dispute, which certainly is the case with the Donbass. And so NATO's been sort of trying to hedge their bet by saying, well, they're a partner nation, they're a friend, and so forth and so on. But a Ukrainian official this week is pushing for a stronger commitment from NATO during the annual GlobeSec Forum in Bratislava, Slovakia. And Ukraine's Deputy Prime Minister for European Integration wants NATO to give Kiev a roadmap on joining the alliance. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today, we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Mike. Good day to you. I'm sorry I couldn't call a little earlier, but
I just want to talk about yesterday's show a little bit, and I want to talk about what happened here in Florida today, Mike. But yesterday, that guy Kelly, Machine Gun Kelly's called me out about Walmart. I could care less if Walmart survives either, Kelly. I don't really care if Walmart survives either. I agree that they're knocking out the mom and the pop shop, so I'm in agreement with you there. But you're acting like I was. I'm so sad that Walmart's going out of business. I could care less if Walmart ever stayed in business. By the way, if you see how big your factory is in Bentonville, Arkansas, Mike, have you ever been in a Bentonville, Arkansas distribution center for Walmart, Mike?
No, I haven't.
Well, if they can build a building like that for Walmart, why can't they build one a building like that for all these computer chips we're going to have to bring over here from Taiwan? Once they get knocked out, they're going to have all the China's going to control the whole market.
Why can't we build a computer chip factory?
That's what I'm saying, right there, like they did for Walmart for the
distribution center. The United States invented the technology as part of the Apollo Moon project. So,
correct.
Why are we not still leading the world in chip design?
That's
and I know
I'm
there
saying.
Are American chip companies, but it seems like we kind of lost a big chunk of the potential market.
Well, Mike, we needed a distribution center like Walmart has for the world, where they distribute everything out of Bentonville, Arkansas. But here, Mike, I called your show about this, Mike. Have you heard about a guy named Randall Cook? I don't know if it's Cookie or Cook. It's C-O-O-K-E. I think that's Cookie, right, Mike? Or is that Cook?
I'm not sure. I think it's probably more likely it's just Cook.
Okay, so if it's Randall Cook. Randall Cook was an Uber driver here in the state of Florida, and you were talking about it yesterday on your show, Mike. An Uber driver goes, delivers his food on his last delivery. He just got married 6 months earlier, his second marriage. He's a happily married man. An Uber driver goes out, delivers food to an animalistic monster from MS-13. Well, today in the Miami Herald and all over the news networks here in South Florida, they're putting this guy on death row. He's on death row to be probably electrocuted or whatever they're going to do with him. But here I'm saying to myself, Mike Rivero said yesterday, if one American's one too many, that's one too many with the guns. It's one too many Americans getting murdered by an illegal alien. There should be no illegal aliens in this country, period. Now, the family of that the woman he married, attractive woman, I think she's entitled to $50 million. What do you think, Mike? What do you think?
Well, she's certainly entitled to something. She basically lost a major part of her support structure. And I don't know about $50 million, but I think maybe $5 to $10
million. Okay. So we'll say $10 million. That should be with the Congress right now. And by the way, Jerry made a great call yesterday when he was exposing how the House of Representatives are not really representing the populace of the country. 700,000 people for one representative? That doesn't sound
that's
right
the number.
To me, Mike. And that's disgusting. And Jerry is right on the money. That was a great call he made as far as that, waking up RBN's audience to what's really going on with our government. And Mike, again, did you see what they're out there attacking Sonny Holstein's attacking white women?
Oh, Tom, I'm sorry. We are out of time. We are at the end of the show. My apology to the caller who's still on hold. Please try again tomorrow. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. William Repellum is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. Help us all out through this very, very difficult time that we're dealing with. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
RepublicBroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United
with
States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say. Yeah. The dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? What are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.